Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Welcome to the Basically Famous podcast, where we're taking our notoriety to the mic and no topic is off limits. I'm your host, Wendy.
And I'm your host, Spencer. Each week, we talk about life's bullshit, our hot takes, and make one of you basically famous too.
Ready? Okay.
I asked Spencer if she even knows how to do this anymore.
I said, sure don't.
I think we got to say happy Halloween, happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas, happy New Year.
I was thinking about it earlier today. I was like,
when did we record?
This is probably the longest holiday break.
Yeah. When was our last one?
Around Thanksgiving. I think it was right after, maybe.
After? No.
Right before?
I feel like it was... I don't remember. That's the problem.
End of November.
It just got crazy. We thought really that we were going to be able to do it. We did.
We
November 24th. So I guess.
Okay, there you go.
Right before.
Chris, December never works for us. Mm-mm. Our schedules are way too busy. So we usually take our break.
Yeah.
And then the break just carried over. I was sick and, you know, what else is new? I feel like that happens all the time. That was your throat talking. But all that to say, happy, merry, everything. And we have a lot of catching up to do.
We do. I feel like there's so much to talk about.
Yeah.
And then people were messaging me the other day and they're like, when are y'all coming back? I was like, I swear we are coming back. And I've even had clients ask me. But okay, so I was telling Spencer, we have a lot to catch up. So many people messaged me after the salon stuff and they were like, I am so invested. So
wait, so did you share your salon stuff on stories?
Mm-mm. I did it on TikTok a while ago, but I think I told you I did that.
Oh, wait. We're talking about the move, not the other thing.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, so the salon stuff, that the old place, honestly, there's no real closure to that. Basically, me and several other stylists that were there, we got in a group message. We started sharing what we were being told. People were being told very inconsistent stuff.
Of course.
I think they realized that they were like, oh, crap, they have so much that...
Like they dug themselves into a hole.
Yeah, so... One of the other girls that had the mold issue also said that she put a stop payment on her stuff.
Good for her.
So I put a stop payment on mine, which I've never done. I was doing it. And
I wouldn't even know how. Harper would have to help me.
Yep. I asked my client, I was like, can I go to jail for this? She's like, no, you cannot go to jail for this. So I put a stop payment on it. And then the last thing I got was early December. They messaged me, sent me an email, and it was like certified email, bogus, whatever. And it was basically like remit $711, which was the 2 weeks of rent. And then from there that my lease was officially terminated. And I basically replied back to this lady because it was a new lady. And I was like, no, this
it was another person mm-hmm. that
it was like the early termination leasing people. And I finally ended up telling them I had an attorney. And I was like, I have been dealing with this since October 24th. And apparently, like, since they got me to give them my keys and I was technically still a tenant and up to date, like, that's also breaking the lease because they're always being restricted access. Anyways, I haven't heard anything back. So that is just done. So I was like,
hopefully they just took that and they were like, we need to just...
Leave us alone.
Yeah.
Because I think with all of us messaging these people now, they were like, oh my God.
Take the loss, walk away. Because, I think like you almost don't want to call their bluff by saying that you have an attorney. But I also think.
I finally had to say it probably, at the end and they were like, oh crap, whatever.
Yeah. It's probably for the best that you did because it let them know that like, you're prepared to go to war on this because you're tired of their shit.
Yeah. So that.
Call my bluff, bitch.
Right. So then I'm like, okay, cool. Like, that's all done. Well, then December 23rd, I was working and it was the day before Christmas Eve, obviously. And I don't usually work late because I typically will host and I got stuff going on. So I only work like half a day. Well, ironically, I had a client of mine coming in at like 6:30. She was my last client, but she's always a morning person. And so she came in. I was like, dang, Mandy. I was like, you're here at night. This is so weird. She's like, I know. I didn't want to bother you. I know you're busy through the holidays. And like at this point, I'm wearing leggings, a ponytail, like looking like a scruff because I had been working late nights, late nights. And I was like, you could have texted me. I could have probably fit you in. But anyway, I was like, whatever. Welcome at night. Like, it's fine. Nothing ever happens.
Welcome at night.
Welcome in, you know? And so we get over to the shampoo bowl And this man walks up to my window wearing a mask, all black.
Wait, like a ski mask?
Like
what kind of mask?
COVID mask covering half of his face.
Okay.
Jacking off. Yeah. Yeah. He was jacking off. And at first I was like, oh my gosh, because I thought he was saying, let me in, because there's a girl's door beside.
I don't know what I thought happened. Yeah. It wasn't this.
Right. So I was like, I leaned in. He was recording me. He had his phone out. And I leaned in. And I was like, what? And I thought he was saying, let me in. And I was like, oh my God. So I said, ew, he's jacking off in my window. This is how people die, by the way. I turned right back. I said, ew, don't look at him. And I'm like shampooing her So then as soon as I turn my back and start shampooing her, he walks all the way up to my window and gets right on it. And I was like, oh my God, yes. So we like ran out of the room.
Like she dick print?
No, but she turns around. He takes off running. So another stylist came over and was like, what's going on? You know, whatever. She calls cops.
We're in Holly Springs.
I know. 10 cops
roll up. Technically, that's Apex.
Right. So like 10 cops roll up. They get on the little police intercom. We're all standing out there. And like, police canine, come out with your hands up or we're going to send the dog. Well, they gave like a 5-second head start. Dog.
I love when they send the dogs. Let that doggy have fun. Oh,
the dog came up to my window and then took off like immediately, like running after him. They never caught that guy. So
you're kidding.
No, the forensics people came out because there was liquid in front of my window. So like, well, they said it could be him. It could be the dog's saliva, whatever. So I was like, oh,
barf.
My gosh. So cops were great. They were so great in Apex. So they stayed there until we left and kind of went, of course, we don't have security cameras. We're actually getting some put in, but we don't have security cameras. So I was like, okay. Then I'm thinking,
that's kind of wild.
I know. None of them had all the cops into all of the businesses and nothing. So then
that's weird.
Yeah. So this was 2 weeks ago. Last week, no, this was 3 weeks ago now. 2 weeks ago, the detective wanted to come by and talk to me so I could see some pictures and see if it was like there was another incident in March at a different place and he kind of wanted me to see. But of course, I didn't see this guy's face. All I know, and this is the thing, when I was given the like statement, because, you know, obviously they did a report and got our license and stuff. And I was like, you know, he's like, did you see his genitals? And I was like, no, I just saw that his hand was on his wiener and he had fishnets on. He had fishnet stockings. Yes, he did. And they weren't the little bitty ones. They were like the bigger ones like this.
Oh, the real stripper ones, not like the cute ones. Okay.
And I was like, they all died laughing when I said that. Cause like in the moment I couldn't think of penis. Wiener popped in my head. So he's like literally having to write this. Oh, did you put that in your notebook?
It's so on brand.
Yeah. I'm like, write that in your notebook. Put that in your notes. So then the detective came and told me. Not to me. And he was like, so I was giving the briefing yesterday and I did tell anybody if they're patting someone down and they feel texture, it's probably our guy because of the fishnets. So he was really great. Came and talked to me. He has a little trench coat on, his little page boy cap. Of course he did. Super nice guy. So then on Wednesday this last week, I'm at work and I was telling Fisher's doctor was actually getting her hair done. And I was like, you know, I keep having this intrusive thought. I was like, 2 weeks ago, you know, this happened. And I haven't told like a ton of clients about it, whatever. I was like, 2 weeks ago, this guy came in. I said, I just keep having this thought that like someone's going to leave the back door ajar. Like, I hate this feeling. Hate this feeling. Three cops show up at my work. And I was like, why are cops here? But they had come to talk to me. They've been so, so great. And they're taking it very seriously because you just don't really know, whatever.
I'm sorry. And that's like, it's so lewd. And like, I got to imagine that stuff doesn't happen like that often.
Not like that there. No.
Here, around here. Yeah. Right.
So one of the stylists across the hallway came in and she saw me and I was like, what the heck? My client had just left. And I was like, why are there cops here? She was like, oh my God, did you hear about what happened a couple weeks ago? I was like, girl, that was my room. She was like, no, it wasn't.
You're like, it was my window.
I said, yes. And so she told me that she called her husband at lunch. This was like noon, called her husband, put a rock in the door, went to the bathroom. She's like, 45 seconds. That guy, we think it's the same guy, was at our back door about to come in. Yeah. Why do you need to come in here? What is going on? And I keep telling, like, I don't think this is a me thing for sure, but I've worked 4 days. This was until last week. I had worked 4 days and two of those days, this man is here. What are we doing? That is so freaking freaky.
Yeah, no.
And like I said, I'm telling myself it's not a me thing. It's just like this freak accident thing. But like, apparently she went to the bathroom, came back just because she had propped the door open. And within 45 seconds, so he was obviously watching. Same thing with when I walked up to the shampoo bowl. He had to be watching because as soon as we walked up, that's when he like came over.
Totally.
I hate that feeling. But then she jumped. She's like, oh my God, I'm sorry. And he was like, no, it's okay, baby girl. And then he took off running to the apartments across the street.
It was
so freaky.
Ew.
So the cops came and they're like, oh my gosh. But then today a cop just sat outside of like my window.
So
like
they
at my
still
door.
Haven't like Mm-mm. caught him.
Mm-mm. Nope. Mm-mm. And I think it's the same guy, but the cops came, they've been sitting in our parking lot.
I would be
lot.
Surprised if there were multiple. I'm not saying that there aren't,
But yeah,
chances are
they sat in front of my window today, like right outside of my area, which I was so appreciative and thankful for. But like, oh my God.
Well, like imagine if that was like a night where you had Fisher with you
girl,
or something.
Girl.
You know what I mean? Yes. Like,
oh my God.
I don't know that he would have done it if he would have seen a child.
No, I'm sure
but
that's
like,
what they want. But they do it to kids all the time.
Well, I was, ew. I don't think they really care. I do have a question. Yeah. So he had fishnets on. So yeah. Did he not have pants?
So that's how people, that's why now I've never been a part of something where I had to like get where you saw a crime happen. You know, whether or not your car got broken into or whatever, you don't really see the person. But this is exactly how people get tripped up and seem like they're lying. Not that they thought I was lying, because obviously like multiple of us saw him. Actually, the nail guy across our way saw the guy walking around with a backpack on, thought he was really sketchy. Uh-huh. So he was able to come over and give that to the cops. Thank God. But now I know why it sounds like people lie about it. Because in the moment, I would have loved
totally
to have known how long this man was out there. Where did he walk up from? I would love for them to validate the fact that I saw fishnets, you know, whatever. So when the cop was asking me, and they were all so kind, but I was like, you know, I just saw his hand motions.
I was going to say you could just tell
from his. I saw his leg.
Okay.
So I saw his thigh because of the fishnets. And then I looked at his face, and that's when I saw the mask. And I don't know if he had a hat on or a hood, but I didn't see his hair. So based on where I showed him where he was on my window, they said like 5'10", 5'11", which fits the description of this other guy and the guy at the back door. And he was like a lighter skinned guy. And then that was it that I had. And I wish in the moment I would have like, there's so many things. I wish I would have grabbed my phone. I wish I would have, whatever, you know, there, you can't because it's so quick. But I mean, I was telling him, I said, I think his pants were down. But then the more I thought about it, I was like, but how did he take off running? Because Mandy, as soon as she got up from the bowl and she turned around, she saw him run towards the trash dumpsters.
Yeah, he would, if his pants were down, he wouldn't have been able to do that.
Right. So I was like, I don't know if they were down to here or if he had a, I don't know. I don't know. I don't see his pee-pee.
You only saw his thigh. I'm just like, did he have like a skirt on? Did he just like...
Right. Ew, I don't know.
I mean, I guess he could have just like had like.
Can you put your weenie through the hole? Through the zippers, right?
Yeah.
That. But I would have noticed that because I saw his thigh, so it couldn't have been that. And during this time, like when the nail guy was talking to the police, I was also over here with my client and the other stylist because we were telling them what we saw and what we knew.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't even know what the other stylist or what the nail tech guy was telling them. Like, I don't know what he was wearing that day, but he did say, he was like, I just saw him walking around with a backpack and like he looked like he didn't belong, you know?
And well, then, he's coming to a salon. He's coming there intentionally. There's women.
Right. And like
salons
hovering outside.
Equate to women.
And so last week when the cops came for the person in the back door, two people called the cops. The one stylist across the hall from me, and then someone else did. And I asked her, I was like, who else called? She's like, I don't know. The detective or the cop just told me that someone else also called. So I wish I would have asked last week, but I was with a client, and then when she came in, they were leaving. But I wish I knew who else called the cops. Like, what was that guy doing that somebody else called? Was it someone in our building? Because no one else in the building said they called it. So I don't know. I'm like,
but there's so many other like little businesses there. Yeah.
Like maybe someone saw him hovering by the door or whatever, but now I'm like so paranoid. Someone's gonna leave that freaking back door open. And I had to do Shauna's
hair. Let me tell you what, I wouldn't be leaving alone after dark.
Oh, I never do anyway. And then Mike met me for dinner there the other night because we've been meeting once a week to go in the sushi place. And he parked like outside my window because like he's waiting, you know, he's looking, he wants to see some action. He's mm-hmm. ready for it, you know. So he parked out back, and then I've only worked one other day, and Shauna was there, and we did not leave until 10 o'clock. I was like, Shauna, girl.
I'd be scared.
And I was so scared. And
yeah,
she was
I
just,
would be too.
She was just sitting there casual. I said, what was that noise? She's like, what noise? I'm like, what is that noise? I hear a noise.
Well, and you're like a sitting duck. It's like mm-hmm. a fishbowl when you've got windows like that. Yeah, yeah, I was going to say, I would be like.
Well, the cop told me to shut my blinds, but then right before I leave, turn my lights off, open the blinds up so I can at least see the parking lot, make sure no one's out there. But
yeah,
I've never felt unsafe. No one has ever felt unsafe. Luckily, we've got two guys that are barbers there, and they're like, if we're ever here and y'all ever feel any kind of way,
like just come grab us. That's nice.
Yeah, they're really, really nice. And actually, that guy was there the night that I ran out of my room. As a matter of fact, when I opened my door, he was the first one rounding the corner, just having me. I was like, oh my God, there's a guy jacking off at my window. He's like, what? What? I was like, there's a guy jacking off at my window. He's like, I'm going out the back door. Right. He's like, I'm going out the back door. And my client was like, no, what if he has a gun?
I'm done. I mean, crazy. It's sad that you have to think about stuff like that, but like, well, say what you want about the other place, but you know,
never had that. But
you know what? It's because you're by Walmart.
I know.
At a bus stop. Actually, and I'm not trying.
Yeah, the client.
I'm not trying to. You know what's the word? Make assumptions, generalize, yeah. Whatever.
Profile.
But I'm just saying, is by Walmart and a bus stop.
Target would never.
Target would never.
Well, also, I mean, I didn't leave the last place disgruntled at all. They just got real shady with their business practices. Like, I didn't even leave.
Totally.
If I could have picked that up and brought it, that would have been great. I loved it. But I did rearrange my salon this past week, and I love it. It's so much better.
You feel like the feng shui's
I feel like better? I'm there now. I could not get past the gold shelves under my TV. I couldn't do it. It was driving me crazy.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It was cluttered. It seemed messy. I hated it. It was not right. So I moved my refrigerator there.
Okay.
Got a palm tree thing and like got that set up like a little
and
coffee
bar.
And
then the shelves are where the fridge was.
Yep.
Okay.
And it's like a coffee bar area there now. And it's
I like that.
So much more open. I probably will get a smaller shelf that went up four for the other spot, but it feels so much bigger. Like so much bigger.
But you knew that's what it was going to be. You were in your old salon for so long.
Right.
And it's like when you move into a new house, it's no different.
Feel it out.
Yeah. You get all your shit in from that's your right. old house and you're like, okay, well this is totally different than how I'm used to it.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how I like it. I don't know how I want it. It's like, you gotta live with things for a little while that's and right. like keep tweaking and moving around. And then you find you're like, you know,
the balance of it. So that's by my door now. A lot cleaner.
I like
looking.
It.
And then I think I like, this was not when I had it set up, but I moved this and there's like a little tree over here now mm-hmm. and I've got it more like aesthetic, 10 times better. I do need to switch out my light. I bought some little ambiance lighting, the little can lights that will go in my plant and like, you know, like a little hotel.
Very nice.
She's a vibe. She's a vibe. So much better. But all in all, I've loved it, but I'm like, okay, now that I got the other place situated, can we not?
Right.
I do not.
That's
I've
wild.
Never had anything happen to me like as far as like drama goes, like that kind of stuff. And then I'm like, what? Why? We don't have room for this crap.
Especially here. Mm-hmm. Like, like in New York, like, mm-hmm. you see somebody jacking off mm-hmm. every day.
Nothing but a thing.
Like, it is not unusual. It's weird
it's just
as
another
shit.
Day. It's just another
but
Tuesday.
But just another day. I mean, it is part of the charm of the city, you know?
Right.
You just never know what you're going to see every day. Something new.
Love that.
I had somebody spit on me once, though, and that really did me in.
That's terrible. Mm-hmm. Somebody spit on me, and if their saliva touched my skin, I'm out. I'm done. Deceased. Rest in peace.
Correct.
Bury me.
Put me in the grave.
Headstone.
Speaking of graves and weird men,
okay.
Have you heard about this, like, grave robber sitch? That's unfolding in the news right now?
No, here? No.
No, thank God, not here. I think
no.
Pennsylvania.
Of course. No offense, our Pennsylvanians.
Long story short, some guy, he's in his mid-30s, which is just how you know. It's not just the old guys that are creeps.
Uh-uh.
The creeps walk among us. This fellow was
young too.
They are one of us. Yeah.
They're weird.
They're the creeps are of all,
are we bored?
All ages.
Are people bored? We need some hobbies.
People are bored.
Yeah.
People are mentally ill.
Right.
People are being coddled for their mental illnesses.
Yeah, no.
So here we are.
What's the
and I'm
doing?
Saying Digging that as a mentally ill gal.
Right. Yeah. It takes one to know one.
Correct.
Is that what we're saying?
Correct.
So what's he doing?
Okay. So he was caught with the skeletal remains of two children, which allowed them to get a search warrant for his home, where they found over 500 remains. Apparently he's been grave robbing. And not only has he been grave robbing.
Like people really do this?
Yeah.
Wow.
Not only has he been grave robbing, he's been selling the bones. This is a full-fledged business, baby.
Who's buying the bones?
He's in a.
Your bag of bones?
That's okay. We'll circle back to that.
Okay.
But yeah, apparently he's in like oddities Facebook groups. I know somebody who said that they saw him in a Facebook group that they're in, an oddity selling.
What's oddities? Just like random stuff? Tchotchkes?
Bones? I think, well, oddities I think means like, you know, like in a literal sense, like, you know, just
odd stuff.
Which
would classify as dead bone or dead
bodies. Correct. Yeah. I think in like cultural, like if you say you're into oddities or if you collect oddities, I think it's kind of like subtext for kind of like weird shit, like goth kind of dark stuff, abnormal things.
Yeah. Okay.
I could be wrong, but at least from what I've gathered, anytime I've ever seen the term oddities used, that's kind of the stuff they're referring to. Taxidermied animals, people that like, not that that's weird, but like
I was gonna say, we got some oddities then over here, but
well, not like a I mean I think a deer head is a little different than, you know, somebody taxidermying, like, you know, a fucking weasel or something, you right. know what I
somebody's
don't know
arm
yeah
and then selling the bones
a skunk,
that's a little bit odd,
yeah,
in my book,
like, oh, I collect skunk eyes in a jar, like it's like that kind of stuff. Ew. Weird.
Yes.
But yeah, no, he apparently sells his goods in this Facebook group, and
I assume he's not using Etsy as his platform.
I'm gonna guess not. But, you know, my question is, great, we have him in jail. Where are all the creeps
buying
the goods?
Yeah.
It's kind of like the Epstein list, right? Okay, we got these girls going to someone. Where's the list of the someones?
Right.
That's what I would like. We had enough evidence to convict people and put them in prison. So where are the someones?
Right. We want to pull his record. We want his
So I'm going to need to have his customer list.
Yeah, that's right. We want to Excel's PDF.
Correct.
See who's on this list.
Get out the ledger.
Yeah, exactly. His CPA needs to be put on the stand.
Because think about that. You're grave robbing that many. And also, like, rip, like, rest in peace. Like, can you imagine hearing that your relative's
leg is in Minnesota now because somebody bought it in an oddities group?
Right. And so somebody was like, I was reading through like a comment thread, and someone else brought up the same point. Like, where's the customers? Mm-hmm. Like, are we going to find them? And someone said, well, there's no way to prove that they knew what they were buying.
Yeah, like, what was the listing? Was it literally like Martha May's big toe is for sale for $27 and Johnny Smith is tibula is on sale? Like, how is this listed? Was it somebody knowing that they're buying someone's real leg from a grave robber? Or was it like, oh, this futuristic artwork arm,
or like, just what was like it? Or they think they're buying like bones of an animal, like,
but unless, also that's weird, but also you're weird.
No, you're bones. It's correct, but I'm sorry, if you're people, buying any kind of bone,
yeah, what are you from doing somebody in a
Facebook group?
Look, somebody's got it in high school.
I'm already judging you.
Yeah, they're thinking it's like someone for like, it's a science teacher somewhere, and they're like, well, I just thought it was a bone from a bear and we were trying to learn. Like, girl, that is my grandma's arm. Damn.
That's my grandma's arm. Yeah. Is that not some weird fucking shit?
Yeah. Why are people so weird?
And here's the thing. Like, I can't tell if I'm looking at him now through the lens of this guy's a fucking weirdo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or if he actually, cause I'm like, there's a world in which I could look at this guy and think he looks normal. Dare I say, maybe even could be considered cute by some.
I'm looking a lot.
But I look at him and I'm disgusted. Yeah. And I'm like, no, you look like a freak. But like, really, I don't know that he does look like a freak. I think he kind of looks somewhat normal. But I'm looking at him through the lens of a freak. Yeah, well, that's his mugshot. I mean,
he does not look cute at all. Are you kidding me? He has a turtleneck tattoo all the way up, and
well,
then
that doesn't
he has long
mean
hair.
Anything turtleneck tattoos can be.
Ma'am, that man does not look cute.
Not in that mugshot. No.
Previously,
I was seeing other photos, and I was like, "Oh, you know what? He's a bit alternative for my taste." Not to sound
Jonathan Gerlach.
Yeah. How old is he? Does it say
34?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I don't know. You just think anybody that's like weird and a freak is going to be like older, but also like I am old now. We are the older.
The remains, they're so old, but still when they lived, they had a life. They mattered. Gimakar.
Duh. Who gave that little nugget of inspiration?
Speaking of that, why did freaking E! News or something post?
I thought E! News was dead.
Whatever. I saw it somewhere. Kendall Jenner's statement about if she was gay, then she would come out, but she's not. So then she's not going to come out. But
oh my God, I did not see this.
It was, I'm looking up E! News. It was the biggest bunch of word salad. that everybody, well, she's like, got, I went to the comments,
two brain cells up there,
and it was firing on one when I read this, and I was like, babe, I get tripped up on my words too, so like, who am I to judge? But when I read this, I was like, but what is she saying? Like, it was so much of nothing.
I mean, here's my, well, you know what? We usually talk about intentions for the new year. Mm-hmm. 'Cause we don't really do resolutions, Wendy and I.
Right.
We like a word of the year. We like to set intentions for the year. And
my word for the year is stop. Stop with the bullshit. Stop being crazy.
You know what?
Stop coming near me with your weird shit. Leave me alone and stop.
I'm so glad that you went there.
Yeah.
Because
that's the word that came to mind.
The type of spice that I'm feeling, and I don't know if it's like I'm gonna be turning 40 at the end of this year. And
wow,
my,
she's here, y'all, almost.
And my don't give a fuck has reached like an all-time high. Yeah. But I'm like, you know what? No longer am I going to feel bad for judging others. No longer am I going to feel bad about being a bitch. In fact, I'm going to crank her up.
You are.
You thought I was a bitch before. I'm going full cunt mode this year.
Are you?
2026 is my year. I don't give a shit.
2020 bitch.
I don't give a shit. Okay. I'm tired of people. From top and that is, to bottom.
And that is
I'm tired. And you know what? I'm tired of people being weird. And we get to just be like, it's okay. They're weird. No, they're fucking weird. And it's not okay. And I'm tired.
Yeah, it's not okay.
Like gold grave robber there.
I'm all about my biggest.
I'm sure people are like, oh, he's just into eclectic things.
No,
yeah, like obviously. Stealing people's dead bodies.
Right. You can't steal my bones. Go figure out something else to be weird about. There's so many other things. Go eat Lego parts.
Also, what's so bad about judging?
Right. And like, go.
I'm not stopping you. I'm just judging you.
Everybody judges everybody. I judge myself.
Right. And I'm going to own it.
Sometimes I do stuff and I'm like, ew, you're so dumb. Why would you do that? I don't know why. I judge me.
I thought it the other day when I picked my nose and then didn't have anything to wipe the book on. So I flicked it.
And
sure did. And I said,
so be it.
You are disgusting.
So be it.
And you know what?
You,
I would do it again if I had to.
As you should. It's your life.
It's my
You're
fucking
house.
You're a grown
woman and you can do what you want.
I'm the only one cleaning those baseboards, unfortunately.
Well, you didn't put it on the baseboard.
No, but I flicked it. Could have gone there.
That's true. All
but right. You know what? It was like a crust. It wasn't okay. Like a bug. It was a crust.
Stick to anything.
So you know fine. What? Probably get tangled up in a, you know, tumbleweed of dog hair. It'll fine. Get vacuumed right up.
It's fine. Don't worry about it.
And you can judge me for it. And the people listening, you can judge me for that too. I welcome care. It because 2026 is the year of judgment.
Did you see The Housemaid?
I have not. I'm going to see it. So, Maggie, would you like to come in my lap? Did you just miss your auntie so much?
Maggie's being super needy, but she's a sweet baby. So
oh
it's
my
fun.
Goodness.
He's fine.
Okay. Well, we're going to have to move you though because I do need the mic. So I was going to see it with Bree and Stacy after I asked you and didn't make it. And then,
you should have came with us cause this chair beside me was open.
I know, but I wouldn't have made it there on time. By the time right. I got, cause I looked it up and I was like, oh, perfect. It like there's open, literally like one seat next to your seat. But by the time I got home,
it was too late or something.
It was like the start of the movie time, which
girl, it was 27 minutes of previews.
I know, but by the time I got there, like, I'm going to want to order popcorn and
yes,
soda.
That's right.
You know, I was like, I'm going to miss like probably the first like 10 minutes of the movie. No.
Yeah.
Anyways. We talked about her mom was in town and I said, I'm like, cause she was like, oh, I bet my mom would want to go see it. And I was like, okay, cool. So like, we're looking up showtimes and I was like, apparently like the spice is spicy.
It's good. Yeah.
And she was like, oh, I can't watch that with my mom. Absolutely not. She was like, I can't. So, she's been out of town for the last week. So she's coming back. So
okay, good.
We're going to see it. Yes. I'm hoping we can see it this weekend, but
it's so good.
TBD, but
it's good.
Itching to watch it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It was very, very good.
Okay.
And I hadn't read it in a while, but it like, yeah, it came back to me.
That's what good. I was going to ask. So like a lot of times, if you read the book first and then see the movie or the show or whatever,
I was pleasantly surprised.
It doesn't translate.
Yeah, no.
And also, given that, what's it?
Brennan, whatever.
No.
Sydney? Amanda.
I can't think.
Frieda McFadden.
The first. Oh, it's Frieda McFadden. Never mind.
Why?
Moot point. Duh.
Okay.
I was thinking Colleen Hoover. I was getting them mixed up and I was like, I keep wanting to say All Too Well. What was the name of the movie?
It Begins With Us.
Thank you. Or It Ends With Us.
It Ends With Us. Yeah, whatever. That it did was something just... with them. And it ended and began with them. Thanks, Blake.
Correct.
We're judging you for that, Blake Lively.
Judging. Okay, so that's good. It was good.
Yeah, it's a good one. You'll like it. I was happy with how they did it. They definitely teed it up for the second one, which they've already come out and said they're doing a second one. Cannot wait.
He looked like he bulked up for that movie.
Honey, so I was telling somebody.
He's such a little baby back bitch. No. I don't want to like him after the It Ends With Us shit and him like taking up for Blake and Ryan.
But I thought then he didn't. I thought he ended up backing down. He still did.
I mean, everybody backed down because they realized that she was a fucking psycho liar.
Well, but in that movie,
he went hard for them initially. Oh, yeah. And I was like, of course you would, you little fucking butt muncher trying to stay in with Hollywood. Yeah. So I lost all respect for him.
Look what you did, you little jerk.
But like,
well, in the movie, when It Ends With Us, remember how like Atlas was like the homeless kid? Like he was not. He was like, and so by the end of the movie, though, he grew on you. You were like, oh my God, he's so
sweet. I never read the book.
Oh.
Every time I started It That's Ends With right. Us, I probably that. Like five yes. or six times, I would get a little ways in, like, I mean, a little ways. Like,
I know. I remember us talking about this
10-15 pages.
Yep.
And I was like, God, like this Couldn't book ca- just cannot grab me.
It's good, but yeah. Well, he, so in the book, he's not, they don't paint him as this good looking guy, obviously. So in the movie, neither do they, because you know, he was kind of scraggly and stuff. By the end of the movie, he was such a good guy that you're like, okay, whatever. Well, then movie, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Well,
hey, honey, he hits the ground running and he has been hitting the gym. He has not missed leg or his arms.
I just saw like a still of, don't know who it was. Mm. Because they look so damn similar. I feel like the casting for this was really good.
It was so good.
But I forget which girl was like cradled in his arm. His arm was wider than her face. Mm. I was like, yes, ma'am.
It was not bad. Cast very well. They played the parts good. There were some funny parts.
I just know he's short though.
You think?
5'10".
What's his name again? Ew, 5'10".
Brendan.
I'm just kidding.
I'm not.
Brendan.
But you know, I'm a tall gal. 5'10 is not tall enough for a man for me. Brendan Sklenar.
Sklenar, that's right.
SK. Ugh, which is so.
Sklenar. Oof.
I know.
He's looking cute.
How tall?
He's 35. No friggin' way. All right, let's see how tall
Bet you he's not collecting bones.
He ain't collecting bones, honey. No.
All right. He's laying them out.
Back of bones. All right. Brendan Sklenar, how old are you?
No, how tall?
I mean, that's what I meant. He's 6'2", girl. What do you mean he's short? He's not a short daddy at all. But he looks like a little dingleberry right there.
No, I don't like that at all. I don't like that. He looks
like a little dingleberry right there.
He's got vagina face.
Not right there, though.
No.
He's had a glow up. Hollywood got a hold of him and was like, I got you, man.
Well, he sold his soul to the devil. He backed Blake.
I can't Hollywood even said, believe it, okay. This little turd nugget right here. No, ma'am. Mm-mm. Nowhere, no how.
He kind of looks like Timothée Chalamet there.
He does a little bit. He does. You're right. Mm-hmm. Like, what a freaking goo. Ooh,
that's one. Can you imagine fucking Timothée Chalamet?
No.
That little wormy bag of bones, so skinny.
No, ma'am.
That just needs to be the name of this episode. Bag of bones. We seem to be on
boners.
Theme.
Bag of boners. Bag of bones.
Bag of boners.
We've really talked about a lot of bones here.
We really have. We
digging
really have.
Bones. Oh, dang. That's a good song. You remember that song by Randy Travis?
Sure don't.
No way.
I don't think so. How does it go? Sing it again.
I'm digging up bones. I'm digging up. I'll play it for you when we get done.
That is literally not ringing any bones. That's good. Randy Travis. Hey. Like old, like early 90s?
Probably older. Alexa, who sings Digging Up Bones? It's Randy Travis, I swear to God. That's literally not it. Not rock music, you loser. Alexa, get real. Yeah, well, you're not.
You have the old Alexa. You haven't switched to the Alexa AI.
What is that?
She
talks differently. Alexa, why are you not Alexa AI?
No, my Alexa has a whole new voice and we chit-chat. We gossip. We chat just like me and Harper. I got multiple robots running my life.
Yeah, and that's another problem. You know why? Because what are they digging up on us? Bones? Yeah, it's Randy Travis. Digging up bones, Randy Travis. As we knew, but from 1986, baby, you know it's a good.
The year
you know
I was born.
40.
Girl.
40.
It's a bad taste.
Oh, my Lordy, look, bad he's 40. Taste. No, it's good. You'll be fine. You'll be fine.
No, you know, I will be fine. Okay, I just...
I mean, I cried every day, but it's fine. You'll be fine. Yeah, it's great.
That's right. It's just like
it was good.
It's so good. You're going to be great. I sobbed hysterically for days on end, but you're going to be fine.
I literally have to tell people this year that I'm 41 starting in July. Cool. My birthday's almost exactly in the middle of the year. How crazy is that? It's kind of wild.
In your favorite season. Okay. What else?
Have you been watching Southern Charm?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I really had high hopes.
What, for Craig?
For the season, girl, for the season. I'm done with Sally. She's a clout chaser. I'm down with her. You like her?
No.
Okay. She wants to just be on the show and be relevant.
It's really quite unfortunate because I want to like Sally.
So bad. In the first episode, I said, oh my gosh, I kind of ship her and Craig. I think this is good for him. No, immediately no. Go away. I don't want you.
You know who has made like a full circle comeback for me though that I really do enjoy?
Not Vanita.
Yeah, actually. Yeah. Mm. It's okay. We don't have to agree.
Every time I like Vanita, she does some stuff. Well, and she's picking the wrong fights.
I will give you that. I think I feel like I understand Vanita, I think, more. Mm-hmm. And I see her POV more this season than I ever have before. Mm-hmm. The relationship between Austin and Madison, mm-hmm. I could not love more.
I know. I'm glad they're in a good space now.
I am still and forever will be an Austin apologist. Yeah. I understand.
Okay.
Understand that is a hot take. There is something about him that is so charming to me, and I understand that that is bizarre, and not everybody
you're wrong,
feels
but
that
it's
way.
Fine.
I fully own it. I fully own it. But you know, my type is fuckboys.
Right.
My type has always been fuckboys. Did I marry one? Absolutely not.
Yeah.
That is my type. And that they will lure me. They will lure me in every time.
I liked him more last year than I ever have. I told you this. And then this year he's being a little baby back bitch and whining because he was mad about Craig. Like, oh my God, y'all chill out. I love Craig. You already know I love Craig. I'm a Craig apologist. I just love him so much.
See, and now this season, the Craig that we're seeing on this show.
I know. Hey, listen, I know it's an unpopular opinion. I know that. I feel like I like Craig from like, from years and years and years ago. And I just, it's like the friend that, you know, they're being crazy and you're like, you got to stop doing that. But you still like them because you've known them. Because, you know, me and Craig, we've known each other for years.
Years.
We've known each other for years.
Years.
We've grown up together, if you will. But then I feel like Austin is like throwing fits and he's being a little bit of a baby right now about the situation.
See, I think it's like totally opposite. I feel like exactly what you're saying about Austin is how I feel about Craig.
Yeah, well, they're both not. But being they're both great right now. Austin is jealous. Craig is single, and he wants to be single. He just needs to end it with his girlfriend,
totally,
and be single together. And well, that would be great because they keep fighting like little bitches. And I'm like, y'all.
No, it doesn't make any sense. Like, you guys are grown ass men. It's like really, really like bizarre behavior. What was I going to say? Oh my gosh, it was about Austin. One of them. No.
Craig?
Damn. Oh, I hope it comes back to me. It was like right on the tip of my tongue.
You can taste it.
I sure can. I don't know. I don't know what I was going to say. But speaking of them, have you seen all the like hoopla over Austin going on the Vile Files podcast?
Yeah, and they were like digging into his sister. I didn't listen to it.
I did. I was like,
do you think that his wife being on the podcast has totally ruined it?
A lot of people feel that way.
Everybody that I've talked to at my work is like, or like at my salon, like my clients, because we obviously talk about this all day. Every single person that I've talked to, and I haven't listened to it much, so I can't even really compare. Everybody that I've talked to, I'm talking every single one of my clients that we've talked about. Mm-hmm. They're like, she has totally ruined the dynamic. I used to love it when Nick was just Nick, you know, doing his thing. And
yeah.
And I've not heard one person. Well, maybe you'll be the first, but you know.
Yeah. I disagree. I don't, but it took me a little while to warm up to her when she first really became like in like,
did you listen to the Austin episode?
Yes.
Was it terrible? Like I was
no.
reading? It wasn't?
Honestly, Robbie and I both listened to it. Oh, and okay. Because I was telling him about it. And here's the, they have, Nick and Natalie have a crew of like very loyal haters and trolls. And so they're always looking for any opportunity to shit all over them.
Yeah, like to troll them back.
And like, sometimes with Natalie, I kind of get it.
Yeah.
I like Natalie, mm-hmm. but she is very young. And there are times where her like youth or naiveness nature kind of is like, okay, eye roll.
Yeah.
Like take a step back.
Right.
There, the things. So you know how sometimes you're like, I was reading Reddit and everything they're saying is true.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's right. kind of like that. Like their haters are not saying things that are untrue.
I love just, to read Reddit. Guilty as charged.
Guilty pleasure. Yeah. Here's the thing. Just because somebody makes an observation right. doesn't mean they're trolling.
And it also doesn't mean it's not true. You got to realize when you put yourself out there, that's for anybody, the perception of what you're putting out there is fair game for people to say, this is how it was interpreted to me. Stop right. saying that people are bullying and trolling you for that. No, babe.
It's I mean, there are really it. Nasty things that course, can be said that are Scott. Just mean well, for the sake of being those, mean.
Obviously.
Right. But that's different than making observations.
Yeah.
And so there are things that the Nick and Natalie haters say that mm-hmm. are observations that like I, as somebody who doesn't hate them, can read or yeah. hear or whatever. And I say,
valid. Like some things are
clocked it. Like yeah. that, you are correct. That happens. Do I think it's like, makes them terrible people? No.
Right. No, I don't think that. But
so I don't think that she ruined the show. Mm-hmm. I actually like the show more now, but it's because they've leaned into more of like the Bravo sphere of reality. So it's less of the like the Bachelor. Like,
just, yes.
and
okay,
and other reality okay. that I never reality shows I never watch. So I do actually like the show better. And so I don't think that, but anyways, after Christmas, they already had a very bad episode where they got a lot of shit. And this one to me was very, very valid. Mm-hmm. And so he basically, long story short, if you don't like follow them or listen to their podcast or whatever. This is so meta, a podcast talking about a podcast. So long story short, he bought his, like they had a family lake house for many, many years. It got sold. He bought it, back cause he, once he got some money and, they tore down the old house and rebuilt a new version. They used the like old house as kind of the inspiration.
The bones. Okay.
They originally wanted to just remodel the old house and do an expansion, but there was so much that needed to be like done and replaced or whatever. The architect was basically like, it doesn't really make sense. Like, let's design a house, you know, with the same,
it's
like,
not gonna fall apart, but have the same type
same
of vibe.
General. Yeah. And I mean, they even use like the same like floor plan for the core of the house and then expanded off of that. So
sure.
I think they did it nicely from what they've said. And the whole point was he was like, this place was so special to me growing up. Yeah. I want to be able to like have this house in my family and for my family to enjoy for years, meaning like his extended family also.
Okay.
He's one of like, I think 11 or 12 siblings. Yes, they're Catholic. There's very so strict many of them. Catholic. Yeah. No. They don't believe in birth control. You are here to procreate. So, this was the first Christmas. The house was finally finished. He got to have some of his family in town. So they're on their podcast talking about their Christmas break. And they, Natalie specifically, starts going on about how she comes downstairs Christmas morning and she's like, there's no breakfast made. There's like no like gathering, no music, no like Christmas sparkle. She was like, we got some family members going to church, some family members like going out for a walk. And I'm like, where's the Christmas magic? Like, where's the, what about the presents? They're like, well, we'll open presents this afternoon. Like everybody's kind of doing their thing. And I'm like, bitch, you wanted to host Christmas.
Yeah.
You are no longer a child. You right. are a mother.
Yeah.
You make the Christmas magic.
Yeah.
Like,
because that's what I mean, I would definitely expect all those things too, but I would do it, especially at my house. I have Christmas music going. Like, I host Christmas Eve. I had right. I had mimosas. I had
you
Christmas
come
music.
Downstairs.
I had
Hallmark. You sleep yeah. in yeah. and come downstairs after everyone yeah. else is awake and getting started with their day.
And then wonder and you're where the magic complain is. That, she was sleeping.
That your house guests didn't get up, make you breakfast, make it Christmassy and special in the morning.
Oh, wow.
Fucking bizarre. And I'm like, imagine being his family listening to this, listening to Nick and Natalie just complain about how they were inconsiderate house guests because they didn't get up and make them breakfast.
Yeah, that's kind of wild.
Yeah. That's mm-hmm. weird. Mm-hmm. That is weird behavior. Anyways, they got a lot of shit for that. And I think the fact that the Austin interview just happened like
fall right after.
Right after, I think just compounded it. Okay. Because so Austin from Southern Charm, his sister, when she was 9 and Austin was 7, they were hiking.
When in the, North Carolina?
I think it was in Asheville.
Yeah.
They were hiking in the mountains and his sister fell off a cliff and died right in front of them. Obviously, I can't even imagine how traumatic that Mm-mm. would be. And like, you, it doesn't matter how much therapy you do, you carry that with you forever.
Yeah.
And so he was already very hesitant to go on the show. They like had made a joke about it, how it took them forever to convince Austin to come on the show because Austin had always said, hell no, no way, because they gave him like shit in previous seasons and was basically like, I'm never going on that show. Like, they hate me. Why would I go on that show? Oh. And I don't know what happened between then and now, but they finally get him on to do a solo. Like, he does three episodes actually a week. So he does like a reality recap episode where he'll have yes. like mini interviews. They talk about the shows, blah, blah, blah. He does like a going deeper, mm-hmm. which is like one guest, him and Natalie, like for
I
a
do
full
love
hour
to listen to his reality show guests. Like, I love those.
The
those
reality recap episodes are my favorite.
Yeah.
I only listen to the
I do like the Love is Blind. Remember when Jess and all them? Yes. On there? I love those.
I like those because it's like, there's so many segments. It keeps it moving. The interviews are like,
it's interesting.
20,
stuff.
30 minutes.
So if anyone ever wants to come on ours, let us know. HMU.
We're great up. Interviewers. And then he does an Ask Nick where yeah. he does like, you know, advice, friendship, right. relationship, whatever. Yeah. But so this was like a going deeper and only Austin for an hour, hour and a half episode, like big deal.
Yeah.
And a big deal for Austin. You could tell in the beginning, Austin was like a little nervous, mm-hmm. little apprehensive, whatever. And so they're about 10 minutes in. They're just talking about Southern Charm. They're just talking about the show, ins and outs, his relationship with Craig a little bit. Like, it's just like very light and fluffy about the show, right? Like giving people like an introduction to like Austin yeah. and whatever. Natalie cuts Austin off while he's speaking. It's and makes an abrupt left turn and brings up his sister.
Didn't she like, what about that cliff?
That's she like what she I never says what the, about that cliff.
Okay, I kept that, seeing that and I was like, what? This is how
people kept saying that. Anyways, the way it was portrayed online is you would think she was like treating it like a joke and, you know, totally whatever. It was not nearly as bad as I was anticipating it to be based on like what was being said. It was quite jarring, like the way she pivots to it. And it's like, let him have a breath. Like, first mm-hmm. of all, he just got here. He's already apprehensive and not yeah. necessarily huge fans of you guys because yeah. of like things you've said about him in
like
the past.
History.
Yeah. Like, you should be trying to like win him over, charm him, help him feel comfortable. And it was, I watched the video portion also. Like, I listened to it and watched the video. And you could see like Austin immediately looked sick to his stomach. He's bouncing his leg like crazy. Like, you could tell his anxiety.
See, if I listen to this, maybe I'll like him better. Maybe I'll be like, oh, Austin.
I think you need to listen to this episode.
Yeah, I'm gonna listen to it.
You could just tell he was, and he
super
goes,
uncomfortable.
Oh wow, yeah, we're going there. Hard left. You weren't kidding. Like some, like along those lines. Like he was taken aback. Mm-hmm. And it was, and she did bring it up, like not only abruptly, like out of nowhere, but also kind of like just very not sympathetic the way. Now that immediately changed. She's actually very good with that. And I think, but it was definitely a rough transition. And then after that, it got better. And like, but in the video, you can see Nick is like tapping her, like to get her to like stop. He looks aggravated that she went there, because it probably was on their topic list to talk about.
She just got so excited to just bring it up. It's like, girl,
she's like, chill. One thing I did know about your sister is that she's dead. I mean, it was know, it was so crazy. Jeez. But it was not nearly as bad, or not even malicious is not the word, like crass. Like people were describing it like it was much worse than it was.
Okay.
It shouldn't have been brought up in the way that it was.
Right.
But like, it wasn't that bad. And Austin, like once he got past like the shock,
he was fine.
The whole rest of the interview was great. Oh, he was comfortable. They talked. It definitely like, it was not as bad as people made it out to seem.
Good.
But it was rough there for
I'm gonna listen to it tomorrow.
A solid couple minutes. But I do think you should listen to it.
I will.
One thing that, you know, he kind of talks about in the episode, and I'll just let you listen to it, but I thought the same thing. I was going to say it before, is like watching the dynamics on the show between him and Craig. I'm like, they own multiple businesses together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I don't know if the wedding venue is open or if they're in the process of opening, but like you like have multiple businesses with this person that you barely consider a friend at this point. And he basically was like, yeah, like we kind of got into business together before things took a turn. So like, here we are. Now we're kind of stuck.
Yeah.
And I was like,
but I feel like,
that doesn't make me feel like promising that anything's going to like make a turn. No,
but I feel like the show also plays into their, like, I think behind closed doors, and I don't remember who said it before at one of the, Watch What Happened, or like one of the reunions, they're showing us like a high level clip. Like, Shep, Austin, and Craig have a friendship. It's a real friendship. It is built on real friendship. Yeah. I think the show plays up the drama part of it.
Sure.
I don't think it's like that. Now, do they piss each other off? Of course they do. But there's so much history between all those guys. Like, you know, whatever. But yeah, I mean, it's interesting to see. Because if you were to watch only the show and go off of that, you'd be like, they hate each other, whatever. But then I think behind closed doors, it's like anything else where.
No, I'm sure it's elevated for the sake of the show. I mean, they're still making a show, and they know they're making a show. Like, they've got call sheets and call times and whatever else.
Yeah.
Speaking of, I don't know if you know who this is. Do you know who Jeff Lewis is?
Why do I know that name? Is he a comedian?
No.
Jeff Lewis. He's a comedian.
He had a show. He was one of the like OG Bravo reality shows called Flipping Out.
Why do I know Jeff
Lewis? He did, obviously flipped houses initially, and then like during the housing crisis he did more like interior design work for clients. But he had a show that I think the show was on like 8 seasons called Flipping Out. And
I remember this.
Yes, so the show is coming back. So they're still flipping out.
Okay.
But so he has a radio show. Radio Andy has his channel on Sirius. And so he has a show. It's like a 2-hour show, a daily show. When I tell you, this show has brought me so much joy and laughter. Okay. I have the biggest parasocial relationship with Jeff Lewis. And it's really, it's a problem. Because when
Where do you listen to Radio Andy?
Sirius.
Oh, you just said that.
When I was recovering from my hysterectomy, they played reruns on the Bravo Vault channel of Flipping Out all day, every day. And I watched all those shows and I was like, oh my God, I forgot how much I love this. And then I told Robbie, I was like, I really gotta get Sirius so that I can listen to a show.
Yeah, I have Sirius. I need to do it.
Yeah, he goes, we have Sirius. I said, since when? For years.
Oh, good.
Apparently. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's been paying for Sirius. I said, okay, great.
I love that for you.
Laugh till I cry on a daily basis. I'm telling you, he is out of his ever loving mind, but he has multiple guests on every day that co-host. The regulars that listen, and the regulars that come on the show and are part of their circle. Mm-hmm. We're called the chumps. That's what they call us. The chumps. And I'm into it.
I love it. I'll have to check that out too.
It's definitely fueling my 2026 year of the asshole vibe.
Oh.
We don't give a fuck. We're going to say what we want to say.
A DGAF.
That's right.
Period. And that's on God. Actually not on God.
Anyways, but they just started filming for Still Flipping Out. Nice. And it's going to like include like the radio show and the crew that's on the show. And I can't wait.
No, that's going to be so good. I love that.
I have read no books. I keep saying, I want to read. And then I find other shows to watch.
I've definitely been reading a lot. I was trying to hit my 35 and I got to like 33 and I was so mad. But I've just read a book and it got me so aggravated. I was so annoyed for no good reason at this Griffin character. And you weren't even supposed to not like him, but I didn't like him. So I'm about to start another book that Alex Quinn's mom got me for Christmas. And it's the college campus series. Like the, oh my God, what's it called? I don't know. But anyway, I'm going to start that one.
I just tried to log into Goodreads. I'm logged out. It's been so long. Now, it's I will say.
You ain't read nothing.
I did because I was working in Charleston in December. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, oh, I never listen to books on tape. I'm weird like that. I listen to podcasts. Mm-hmm. I listen to podcasts all day, every day.
Audiobooks can mess you up for a book if their voices are stupid. I hate when the women are like, and Steven was like, hey, Linda, what are you doing? It will immediately give me the ick. And I hate the character. It makes me so mad. Ugh.
If there was another book that I started audio after the first one that I did. Uh-huh. And I immediately turned it off. Her voice was like nails on a chalkboard. She was so shrill. And I was like, absolutely not. I will.
What book was it?
Drive off a cliff if I have to listen to her.
Ew.
I don't remember. But the book that I did listen to all the way through, and it was good. I really liked it. It was the Dumois book.
The one that she wrote. Yeah. Okay.
Very good.
Was it?
Yes. Actually, I was pleasantly surprised. The audiobook.
Did you listen to it?
Yeah. Okay. The audiobook, not annoying at all. In fact, I really enjoyed the woman's voice. And when she did the male voices, it wasn't highly irritating. And one of them was British and he sounded hot.
Yeah. Okay. Because I get the credits every month and sometimes I'm just looking to burn them up.
Well, I have Spotify and Spotify gives you audiobooks now.
No way. I have Spotify too, and I don't utilize that.
Yeah. So
cool.
I'm like, oh, free audiobooks. Okay.
Dang.
If it's free, it's for me. I'm not going to pay for shit.
If it's free, it's for me.
I'm already paying for Spotify. I might as well get the free books.
You might as well.
Anyway, so baby, you know what? It is my first audiobook that's fictional.
Okay.
I've listened to biographies.
Same. Like, I love that.
You're listening to it in their voice. I love that. Or in the case of Britney Spears, Michelle Williams' voice.
Which sounded just like Britney. Couldn't have been fooled. It could have been fooled because it was
in 1.75. I'm pretty sure that's how I had to listen to it.
Oh, nice.
I needed it sped up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Michelle spoke so slow.
So you had to get it going.
Yeah. I was like, girl, we need to get through this rapid pace. But after listening to the Dumois book, I said, I could do this. I could read books.
Part of reading books, though, is reading the book.
I'm going to need you to shut your whore mouth.
I'm just saying. I think part of that is
you think reading. They're reading it beforehand?
Who?
The people reading the audiobooks.
No, I'm saying you. Like, part of reading is the act of reading. It's good for your brain. It's good. Isn't it good for stuff?
Sure, cognitive, well, you know, all kinds of stuff. I play a lot of games in bed.
I'm like, I'm sure that reading is good for stuff. I've convinced myself that it is, but maybe not. But yeah, I do both.
Maybe not the shit we read.
I do both, right? Oh, God. But I mean, sometimes I feel like I'm cheating when I do Audible, but sometimes I gotta do Audible.
It's not my favorite. I still like to read, but you know, if I'm all caught up on podcasts.
Yeah,
if you
have
whatever.
Credits, why not?
And I just needed, you know, I needed a gateway to get back into the book world. So I put my Kindle on the charger.
That's right.
I had thought about canceling my Kindle Unlimited subscription. So glad I paid $144 to read no books on it last year.
You are so rich.
Just burning money, baby. Mm-hmm. Burning money. Yeah. So I'm not spending money on food anymore. I might as well spend it on other shit.
Spend it up, girl. If you got it, burning a hole in your pocket, burn it up. You can pay my light bill this month if you want.
I'm still getting caught up on my Duke. Girl. I missed a month. Whoops.
Of what? Duke Energy?
Yeah. I thought it was on auto draft. It was not.
They're like, by the way, your power's getting cut if you don't pay up, Chuck. Oopsies.
You know what? 2026, it should be, instead of...
You got to give a F about your power bill.
Correct. Instead of being the year of not giving a fuck, it needs to be the year I give a fuck about being a grown up.
Well, and getting, about my, your power
and getting my life together. Yeah, because also my registration's way expired and I've been pulled over twice for it.
No, oh, really? In the area? They're hot in Holly Springs.
Yeah, girl.
What did they tell you?
Well, they said, you're a hot mess.
Do you start crying and you're like, I'm so sorry. Like, I need to do this, Ossifer?
No. So the first time I got pulled over, it was New Year's Eve.
Like the other day?
Correct. New Year's Eve.
All right.
And he pulled me over, some young kid. And he goes, I'm pulling you over for an improper lane change. I was like, the fuck?
Who does that?
In my head, I was like, the fuck? And now, truth be told, I saw him sitting on the side of the road and I did move to the other lane because I didn't want him to see my expired plates.
Tags. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
And apparently, it's New Year's Eve. He was looking for drunk people.
Right.
He said it was an improper lane change. Bullshit. Whatever. But, you know, I was nice.
Right. You don't want to
go. You know? And I was like, oh. I said, I had no idea. I'm so sorry. And I gave him my ID.
Like, sir, I pulled in this lane because I didn't want you to run my tags to see how it expired. I'm being honest.
Do you notice how you had to weave between four cars to get behind me?
That was intentional. Purpose, okay, thank you.
Rude.
So you gave him your license.
So I gave him my license, and then he came back and he goes, "Your registration's like really expired."
Okay, but how long are we talking about? A year?
I don't want to say on here.
Yes, you do it. I dare you. 2018.
Oh my God. I'm not an animal.
2024. Okay. So 2 years.
Like, yeah. Oof. Yeah. Well, you know what? My excuse was, it expired right around the time I found out I had cancer. And you know what?
Did you tell
my mind
that?
Was on other things.
That's right.
It was in my back pocket in case I needed to. I was going to say, I have cancer, sir. And my life's a mess.
Only and I don't have time for my
only one of those two things is still true.
Right.
My life is still
you
a mess.
You should be like, I forgot to pay my Duke Energy bill.
Well, obviously, so here's the thing.
Uh-oh.
I do currently owe several thousand dollars to Easy Pass.
What? Several thousand? You have to pay it before you can get your registration.
You sure do. They're holding my license plate hostage.
Why do you have several thousand dollars, Spencer?
Because, again, this is why I need to get my life together. It was on auto draft. Right. So every time the balance dips below a certain amount.
Yeah, that's what
mine does. Yep. Okay. So I lost my card and had to have my card replaced. And when I did that,
I didn't
think to update the Easy Pass. So I don't pay attention to that shit. So, you know, I'm just doing my thing. For 2 years,
thinking it was $3.99. You didn't get the toll bills because Mike will get them, and it's like $900 because there's like $75 charges to them.
That would require me to look at my mail.
Oh,
oh
my god. Okay. I'm gonna need you to give a F, and I'm gonna need you to get your shit together because
it's on my list. It is.
So can you make payments or can you get them to drop
it
down?
Nope.
You can't.
You cannot. Because I did finally get a bill and it said that I owed whatever I owe. And I was like,
is it like $2,000?
Yeah. Over.
Can we do a GoFundMe for you?
Honestly, please.
I want one too.
My money is just shits and giggles. My money is best spent buying my Zetbound. I can't afford to pay my Easy Pass bill. So Spencer, because I went immediately to Easy Pass to make a payment.
Okay.
And they said, joke's on you, stupid bitch. You have to pay it all at once. And I said, well, that sucks.
Crazy. No, that's ridiculous.
Is that not insane?
No,
put me on a payment plan. What other company, bill company, doesn't let you defer payment break it up in four. Break it up in two, for Christ's sake. You're going to make me pay the whole thing at once? So anyways.
That is so crazy.
So he goes, your registration, he goes, your registration's really expired. I'm not giving you a ticket for either thing today. Well, this is, hold on. I actually have to go back. Okay. Because when he pulled me over, he goes,
put your hands on the wheel.
Yeah, you criminal. He goes, have you had anything to drink today?
Yeah, iced coffee. And
right.
I don't have a lot of patience, sir. Yeah.
Yeah. I said, no, sir, I have not. He goes, have you had any illegal substances today? I said, no, sir, I have not. And he goes, have you had any prescribed drugs today?
Yeah, my Zepbound.
And I go, nope, not today. Because truth, I hadn't taken my Adderall. Maybe if I had, I would have fucking shut my mouth. And he looked at me like I had a screw loose. And then he goes,
why were they asking so many questions? Is that what they have to do now?
No, I think it was New Year's Eve and he was looking to catch people. Because then he goes, do you have any illegal substances?
What's with all the questions?
Right, right. I'm like, you're about to make me break out into a panic sweat. He goes, do you have any? And he was so serious about
like,
it.
Like, should I say yes? Like, what do you know that I don't know?
Right. Like, do you just want me to get out so you can look inside? Like, right. I'll let you look.
Get your dog and come sniff you're around.
So sniff actually around. That kind of is, I did kind of make a joke because he goes, do you have any illegal substances or weapons in the vehicle that I need to know about? God. And, but he didn't say it like that. He said it scarier. And I said, no, sir. I said, but I do have a lot of dead people shit in my car, just no dead people.
He didn't think that was funny. Like, AKA I antique a little bit.
He sure did not find it funny.
I've been known to go but antiquing,
I
did. Sir.
That's I giggled. Yeah. I giggled real hard. Yeah. And then he did not. And I was like, okay.
So you're like, all right, well, I'll
you are not the one for jokes.
Did you tell him about our podcast?
I should have.
You should definitely tell him. Him to listen to this one.
Can he was Holly Springs PD. We could go down there.
Stop.
We'll I still have it. My warning.
Do you? So wait, you got that on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
And then when did you get pulled again?
A few days ago.
Cool.
By Apex Popo on the highway.
Good. It's
right before I was getting off on our exit.
Doesn't your heart pitter patter when they get behind you because you know you're about to get stopped?
I was so tired.
You didn't care.
The second time, I didn't give a fuck. Mm-mm. Literally.
You could have told him the spiel for him. He walks up, you're like, give a damn's
busted.
That's right. You're like, I know. My license, my registration's expired. I know. Talk to the people. Like, set me up a GoFundMe. We're working on it.
Yeah. Chill, dude. So the young guy, the first time I was pulled over, so he comes back. He goes, I'm not going to give you a ticket. I'm going to give you a warning for two things. I'm going to give you a warning for improper lane change. Eye roll. And I'm going to give you a warning because your registration is expired.
The lane thing is not even real. Shut up. I'm just kidding.
Shut your mouth.
Y'all, I'm just joking. I respect cops. My brother was a cop for a long time.
And so he goes, and I said, I know. I'm sorry. I was like, I'm dealing with like a very large easy pass bill. Again, I'm trying to like, levity to the situation. I didn't want to whip out the cancer card with no ticket. Yet,
right. What, like he should goes, understand.
And he looked at me and he was like, it's expired in 2024. That's kind of crazy. Just like that.
He judged you. And see, he's ooh, serving you.
He judged me hard. And you know what? I deserve it. I'm not even mad. But he did judge me really hard. And I was like,
so that's kind of okay, crazy.
Take your 5'8 ass back to your patrol car, sir.
Also, like, think about the other stuff he could judge you for. That's the least of your worries. A toll pass, please.
The hoarding situation please. Of antiques I got in my back seat.
Right.
Mixed in with dog hair. Yeah, judge that.
You can't pay your toll bills. And he's like, oh, bitch, but you went to someone's attic and bought all this other crap? Cool. Like your priorities.
I got a Parisian imported sconce in my back seat. Yeah.
They're like, your brass is giving expensive. So what are you doing?
Correct.
Sorry. I don't have any money left over. Duh.
Literally.
Officer Bryant.
Yeah. I got this at an auction. So that, yeah, that was the first time. Then the second time I was about to get off on our exit and I saw bloop, bloop. And I said, fuck.
And you knew. Cause yeah. you didn't properly change lanes, but that expired.
I hadn't moved. I always drive the speed limit. Mm,
same.
So, you know, I knew. And I rolled down my window and I'm sitting there just looking in my mirror, waiting. And I hear bang, bang, bang on my fucking passenger side window.
Oh, my.
I said, you fucking dick. Like, I didn't say that. I didn't. In my head.
Okay, yeah.
In my head, I said it. Because I'm like, One, so unnecessary. They always come to the driver's side. Why are you going to act like I'm insane for not rolling down the passenger side? Because he was giving me that look. And he goes, I rolled down the window. I said, oh, I'm so sorry. I thought you'd come to this side. And I just handed over my ID. And he goes, your registration's expired. I said,
you're like, yeah, I know. Holly Springs just told me that the other day.
Verbatim.
Oh.
That's verbatim what I said. I said,
God, you're so honest.
I said, I know, sir. I said, I'm really sorry. I just got a warning about
it. Did so-and-so call you?
Yeah.
Because I feel attacked.
Yeah. I'm feeling like you're ganging up on me.
Please go to court. Take them both to court. Show up at the court date and be like, I just want y'all to
collusion.
Know. I got stopped twice in a matter of a week. And I feel like I'm being, what's it called?
Targeted.
Yeah, targeted. I almost said pinpointed. Targeted.
Pinpoint.
And they're going to be like, bitch, yeah, you're text.
Yeah, you're targeted because you're an asshole.
What did he say?
I was like, I know. I was like, I'm so sorry. I said, I just got a warning from Holly Springs.
He's like, let me guess, crazy toll bill.
Yeah. Right. Imagine. I told him too.
Well, yeah.
I said, I know. I'm so sorry. I was like, I just got a warning from Holly Springs PD a couple days ago.
I'm working. I got to go to Durham next.
Right. I'm working out an issue with an Easy Pass toll bill. They're holding my play hostage.
He's like from 2024.
He just literally tossed my ID back in the car and he was like, you're good. I'm not going to give you a ticket or anything, but you need to get that taken care of. And he walked away. And I was like, okay.
You should have yelled at him and said, that's it. So we're done here.
Yeah. Thanks, sir.
See you next week.
I'm like, I am so nice and respectful to officers. Why are you all being crotchety?
Why are y'all brats? You should be like, can you please radio also, to the rest of the guys and let them know not to pull me? Just like, let them know.
Just let them know.
A black this car. This car's
a mess.
Yeah.
But like, you know, I'm not going to shit talk him too bad because I don't want to be pulled over anymore. Again, I don't want the bad karma.
No. You're not going to get another warning. They're going to take your ass and they can't arrest you for that.
No, I think they can.
No.
I watch live PD. Same. They're not going to arrest me because
they don't feel
I'm
like
a white woman.
Right. They're not going to do it. But like.
And I have no priors. I don't even, the last ticket I got.
Unless they start counting your warnings.
I only have the one.
Perfect.
He didn't even write me a warning, this guy. He just tossed that ID right back in the car.
Like, beat it, girl.
He said, great, somebody else gave her a warning.
He did my job for me.
I got no criminal record.
No history.
I
love that.
My last ticket was when I was 21, I think. 20? 19?
You better question mark? Some wood.
And I got a ticket for speeding on my college campus.
Mm-hmm. Oopsies.
And it was such bullshit. I was coming off the highway and I was 10 miles over the speed limit because I was merging onto the main road from the highway. And he pulled me over and he goes, I'll just write this up for 5. It was 3 points on my license.
Oh my.
Because it was like on a college campus or some shit. Ooh, I don't know. Dangerous. Yeah. So anyways, I was going back to Kalamazoo to pay that ticket and I got pulled over for not wearing a seatbelt, except I was wearing my seatbelt. And so when he pulled up, he goes, why aren't you wearing your seatbelt? That's why I'm pulling you over. And I said, I am wearing my seatbelt. And he was like, no, you're not. And I leaned back and I gestured to the buckle where my seatbelt was buckled. But I have the shoulder strap behind my back. You,
yeah.
And I go, I thought the commercial said click it or ticket. And clearly I'm clicked.
You got a ticket.
I sure fucking did.
Clicked it and a ticket. That big, was false alarm.
A big fat one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He one did not appreciate that. Pulled. And that was the last time I mouthed off to a cop.
That's right.
Don't I will mouthy. Never do it again.
One time I got pulled over for speeding. And for whatever reason, right when he pulled me over, I took my seatbelt off. Why? What was I getting out of the car for? Literally, I pull over and I take my seatbelt off and he walks around and he's like, so you're not wearing your seatbelt either. He was actually nice. I remember the exit ramp. I was
like, you're like, no, I panicked and took it off.
I literally did say that. I was like 23 or something. I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I just took my seatbelt off. And he was like, okay. So he did give me a warning. Well, then my roommate, you know, Jessica was with me.
Yeah.
And I took a picture of the pink warning, the ticket. And I took a picture with him in my window. I have a picture of it. I'll show you when we get done. Took a picture with him.
Done.
I was like, hey, can we get a picture?
I'd like to commemorate this moment.
I posted it on Facebook.
I love that.
I sure did. And he's leaned in my window and Jessica took the picture and I have it. And I'm like, cool, my warning ticket. Yeah. Love that for me.
Is that the only, like,
how no, many? No, I have a bunch of speeding tickets.
Before. Do you?
I got a speeding ticket for the first time about a week into getting my license. She was a lead foot.
Good for you. Oh, me too.
And so I got that.
It wasn't until I started driving company owned vehicles where like our stuff is monitored that I was like, okay. And it totally cured me of my lead foot because now I am, I'm riding that speed limit.
I think I only got like two actual speeding tickets. I had got pulled so many times. And then when I lived in Florida, my registration was out too because I was moving back or something. I don't remember why I didn't have it, but I wasn't going to pay it there and here. And so I just didn't do it. He actually let me go too, but I called my brother. I was like, I got pulled over for my registration. And you, like, I was literally crying.
Did I ever tell you about the time that I got pulled over and was offered a ticket or a spanking? Yes,
I do. I remember, we talked about it on the podcast.
Did we?
Yeah.
That feels like a story I shouldn't share.
No, we definitely talked about it on the podcast. Great.
I love that. Don't try and find it, people.
Find it. Give us rating reviews. Rate us, review us 5 stars. We haven't said that in a while.
No. We sure haven't.
Y'all can't say we didn't come through today. It was 1 hour and 14 minutes, and we probably could continue going, but it's late and your girl's tired.
8:18. Yeah, we're recording this late. This felt good.
Mm-hmm. It really did. It's been so long.
I mean, besides the fact the recording felt good, but like I haven't seen your beautiful smiling face
in so long. Yeah. We haven't seen each other, y'all, since November 24th, 23rd, whatever it was.
Literally have not seen each other since the last time we recorded.
I know. That's crazy. We don't even live far apart.
4 minutes, actually.
Next time I see you, if I see you on the side of the road, I'm like, doot, doot. I'm like, don't give her a ticket.
Please do. Take pity on her. Her life's a mess. We're going to set up a
GoFundMe, but I want to get Habsies on it.
Yeah. Oh, fine. Commission.
Hey, y'all. We're going to set up a GoFundMe for Spencer's. Is that illegal? Can we do that for real?
You can do it. You can set up a GoFundMe for anything. Actually, that's not true. GoFundMe's rules say you cannot raise money, I think, for like legal representation. I think there is rules about that.
Well, that's not legal representation. It's to pay your bill.
No. It's just pity money.
Yeah.
Right.
And then I need some of that too.
I promise. Here's my vow and commitment.
Okay.
If people donate to my GoFundMe, I'll show up online. When was the last time I showed my face online?
I don't know. You need to do
it. Was in Charleston when I bought that antique cabinet.
Yes. That wasn't
a steal. I robbed that guy blind.
And you didn't even hate on it. You're like, it's fine. It's his fault.
It was
his fault.
He was so happy that it was going to somebody who loved it.
See, and that's
and I did. The joy. I raved over it. It was so much bigger than I thought it was going to be. I was like, hell yeah! I pulled up and I literally couldn't contain myself.
Are you
so
keeping excited. It for your house? Or are you selling it?
No.
It's for a house.
She's living with me forever. Oh, I don't know if I'll ever get rid of her. That. She's gorgeous. But before that, who knows? And you know, now that I need money, I'll do it. Yeah. my brain shut off, actually.
For a moment.
Yeah. I'll show my face. I'll wax my mustache and go back online.
I dare you.
I did have somebody message me the other day and they were like, for the love of God, please bring back breakfast chats. And I was like, but I don't eat breakfast sandwiches anymore.
Do something different. Figure out something else to do. Shave with me Thursdays.
Shave with me
Sundays. Shave with me Saturdays. Shaverdays.
Yeah. We'll figure something else
out. Figure something out so we can see your face online.
Yeah.
Period.
And that's on that, guys.
All right, y'all.
We missed you.
We love you. We mean it. And we might be back next week. We might not. Don't hold your breath.
Yep.
And don't buy any bones, you freaks. God.
Literally.
Bye. Love you.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Basically Famous, available on YouTube and anywhere you can listen to podcasts. We'd love for you to subscribe, rate us 5 stars, and leave us some words of affirmation. And don't forget to call or text the hotline at 919-867-6776 for your chance to be basically famous.
XOXO.